Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Wednesday already on this short holiday week. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motor Studio. There he is, in fact.
Time now for what I refer to as WMC. What does that stand for, Matt? Whining, moaning, and complaining. Go ahead, let her roll.
I knew it had something to do along that line.
Before we get to it, we can give you the kickoffs for Penn State football for seven of the games. Okay? So here are the seven games they have kickoffs for. The opener on September 2nd is going to be West Virginia at 7:30. They will play Delaware at 3:30 on September 9th. That game will be Penn State's first ever full game on Peacock. Now, you know, the game with West Virginia will be on NBC but stream on Peacock, but Peacock's the only one on September 9th. September 16th, the Big Ten opener at Illinois will be on Fox. It'll be at noon, 11 a.m. in Champaign. September 23rd, Iowa, 7:30, CBS. October 14th, UMass will be at 3:30. That's the homecoming game. Network still to be determined. The game on November 11th with Michigan will be noon on Fox, and the game against Michigan State at Ford Field, 7:30 on NBC, which will also stream on Peacock. So that's 7 of the 12 right there, including the game with Delaware, which will be Peacock only, which means a big radio audience. All right, so.
That's the only positive to that.
Sure. There you go. Time now for Matt Catrillo's WMC, whining, moaning, and complaining.
Well, yeah, I'm complaining about how finally Penn State fans are going to have to deal with Peacock for a full game. And the pain in the rear end that streaming is. I get it. It's Delaware, you know, from an overall standpoint. But still, I mean, this just does no service to a fan. It's a massive disservice, other than you get to listen to the great Steve Jones and Jack Ham and Brian Tripp. I mean, you can be doing that anytime. You have to. I don't know. Just this whole streaming thing, especially with Peacock, really kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. So that's one thing. But then some of these other games that have been announced today, I'm just scratching my head like what these network executives are thinking. And I know people got to give and take, but I mean, Northwestern Rutgers noon on CBS. I mean, are you serious? Who in God's green earth is going to watch that game? Utah,
that
Florida?
Game?
That's opening week on CBS. That's the opening week noon game. Northwestern and Rutgers. Because I want to watch that one. Utah, Florida is the opening Thursday game on ESPN. Now, I get you got Cam Rising in there. But other than that, there's no hook for me to watch that game. Anthony Richardson's gone. And you have
a
couple
other.
It
was a great game last year, though.
It was a good game last year, but I don't see that as a good game this year. I see that one as a slap fest. And there's a couple others, but I'm just like, I got a lot of complaints about this college football schedule to start off.
Well,
there's a
going.
Lot of games out there that I'm scratching my head as to why they're getting all this attention.
Okay, which ones?
Well, that one in particular, those two games in particular, I guess, are the only two. Florida State LSU was a nauseating one to me, but I get it. It's the brand thing.
It was a great game last year.
I know, but I just don't think both those teams are really that good and deserve to be in that spot. I know it was a good game, but both teams aren't that good.
Who would you pick?
Anything else but that matchup.
Well, no, I'm just asking who else you would pick. It's always the question I ask of people all the time is, I don't like that. Okay, well, all right, well, then what would you do about it? I hear no answer.
I would have to look. I haven't looked at the entire schedule extensively, but
okay.
it just goes to one of those things where ESPN is just shoving certain narratives down your throat once again.
Yeah, but you have to have to fill inventory. You have to fill inventory. So you've got to come up with games. I mean, that's what you have to do. So they go Florida, Utah. Got a Thursday night. I'll watch that game. Louisville, Georgia Tech. I have no interest in that game, even though it's an ACC game and no interest in it. Virginia, Tennessee, not a lot of interest. Arkansas State, Oklahoma, no. Boise State, Washington, not really. UMass Auburn, no. Then the other games were opposite Penn State, so no. Sunday, LSU, Florida State, I'll definitely watch that game. And Clemson at Duke, I don't have a lot of, Okay, not really. Week two is NC State. Hosting Notre Dame? Maybe. Texas A&M, Miami at 3:30. Okay, maybe. Then you go Pitt, West Virginia at 7:30 at night in week two. CBS will again broadcast the Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville October 28th. They'll debut with South Carolina at defending champion Georgia. And again, that's September 16th, same as the Penn State game. I wouldn't see it anyway, but I had no interest in watching it.
All right, here's what I would do. Virginia, Tennessee is scheduled for noon on ABC on Saturday the 2nd. That's what I would replace Florida, Utah with. Because, I mean, Tennessee, obviously coming off a great year last year. Virginia has a lot of emotion after what happened with the shooting last year. That's the game I would put Thursday night, the 31st, and put Florida, Utah at noon on Saturday.
Virginia's not very good. I mean, Virginia's just not very good.
But for me, I'm still curious of how things come out, of how they come out from the emotion of what happened.
I guess, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't think Florida's going to be that good either. I don't think Utah's going to be that good. So at least give me a somewhat of a juicy storyline.
I think Utah's going to be very good. I think Utah's going to be very good.
All right, maybe I'm missing something with Utah. But either way, I don't think Florida is going to be a great team. I think Utah wins that game.
So here are the CBS games. And let's see. I think they're supposed to carry eight. So 2, 4. So all but one game is on here. So Ohio State at Indiana on September 2nd. So they get Ohio State right away out of the gate. Now, they have to have a Sunday game, and there's no NFL game, so they put Northwestern Rutgers on. That's a Sunday game. No offense, but that's sort of a throwaway. Right? That's like, okay, you got your CBS game, you're all set. The next week, they want to get Michigan on, so they got UNLV at Michigan. So they got Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State in the first 4 weeks. That's what they're trying to do. Then Iowa's at Penn State. So they've got the big three on in the first 4 weeks of the season, and the idea of the Sunday game is Chicago against New York. Okay? Then they're going to do a Big Ten game on a, still announced on the 28th at noon. On Saturday the 4th at noon, they've got a game. And then the Iowa-Nebraska game is going to be on, which we already knew about last week when we were talking. When the Penn State-Iowa game was announced on NBC, everybody around the table said, okay, that means CBS will have the Iowa-Nebraska game. And they did on Black Friday. It's interesting, CBS will have games at noon, opposite big noon kickoff. Hmm. Interesting. So you're mad about TV?
Certain aspects of it, yes.
Not a big fan of Peacock.
No.
I talk to people at Comcast. They speak highly of you.
Primarily because I don't have it, but I wouldn't get it because it's just stupid expensive.
I don't even know how much it is. How much is it?
I saw it the other day.
Because, I mean, Luke keeps trying to get it.
It's $49.99 a year.
For a year? Well, that's not horrific. I mean, that's less than... So less than $4.50 a month.
I know, but I just want to watch the game on TV. It goes back to the whole conversation with Notre Dame last year when the Toledo game was on Toledo. I was on Peacock. I don't want to have to pay to watch my team.
So you're cheap.
Yes. In this stage of my life, I am. Maybe later on in life, I won't be as cheap. But right now, I have to be cheap.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I mean, seriously. All right. Ooh. New name for one of the Orlando Bowls.
Yes, I did see that.
The Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I like it. Instead of Cheez-It.
Wow. The Pop-Tarts Bowl. Cool. December 28th at 5:45. You got the Bahamas Bowl, Celebration Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, Cure Bowl, New Mexico Bowl, LA Bowl, Independence Bowl, all on Saturday the 16th. Monday the 18th, Myrtle Beach. Okay, then the 19th is a Tuesday, the Frisco Bowl. For some reason, there's no game on Wednesday the 20th. 21st, the Boca Raton Bowl. Friday the 22nd, the Gasparilla Bowl. Then it's Saturday the 23rd. You got the Birmingham Bowl, the Camellia Bowl, the Armed Forces Bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, 68 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, the Las Vegas Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl. Huh? The 26th, Tuesday, Quick Lane, First Responder, Guaranteed Rate. 27th, you got a triple header on the 27th, Military Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl, Texas Bowl, Fenway Bowl, and Pinstripe Bowl, and Pop-Tarts and Alamo Bowl, all on the 28th, the 29th, the Gator Bowl, Tony the Tiger Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Music City Bowl is on the 30th, Arizona Bowl the 30th, and the first, the ReliaQuest, the Citrus, We don't know about the Holiday Bowl yet. The Cotton Bowl is the 29th. The Peach Bowl is the 30th. Orange Bowl is the 30th. The Fiesta Bowl, Sugar and Rose are all in the first national championship in Houston. And Sugar and Rose happen to be the semifinal games. Chip and dip night at Matt's house every night. Because he doesn't want to pay for it, we're going to have to pay a fee to come in and bring our own chips and dip. It's true, isn't it? We're going to have to bring our own stuff. Stop over at Brewer's Outlet, bring over some beverages. We'll be great. Lots of snacks, the whole thing. All you have to do is provide the TV. And not only that, two-thirds of these games are on Peacock. No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Joe Namath turns 80 today. Ooh. How about that? See, we told you last week we'd get the kickoffs for the games this week. You didn't believe me.
I believed you.
You were too absorbed in hate. I hate it. Do you know what I said? No, but I hate it. I'm like, okay. I know how you roll. All right, back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Early in the season, Fox is going all in on Coach Prime. Now, what do you think? Come on! This will be great.
No good! No good! No good!
September 2nd, they open at TCU. Fox.
I hope TCU beats them 65-7.
Then they host Nebraska in Coach Prime's home opener, big noon kickoff, on September 9th, which will be 10 a.m. in Boulder. And not only that, ESPN will put on Coach Prime as Colorado plays Colorado State in the Pac-12 after dark window at 10 p.m. on October 13th.
Good, so nobody's watching.
And they'll have a Friday night game against Stanford at 10 p.m.
Good, everybody will just be coming back from high school football, so that works.
Last year, they had five Nielsen-rated games that averaged 847,000 viewers. Fox had to get CU's permission in order to stage a 10 a.m. local game.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Unless the Eagles or the Yankees on, Matt is not happy with television. or unless Paw Patrol can be on and Luke can stay still. All right, so, okay. The opening game, here's the Big Ten schedule for you. It's all Big Ten here, all right? The opening game, now remember last year, Penn State-Purdue was a 3.5 million-plus viewership. They're not going to get it this time. It's going to be Nebraska at Minnesota. It's on Fox on August 31st. Friday, September 1st, Central Michigan's at Michigan State. That's on FS1. On the 2nd of September, East Carolina at Michigan. That's on Peacock. Utah State at Iowa, FS1. Fresno State, Purdue, BTN. Ohio State, Indiana, CBS at 3:30. Buffalo, Wisconsin, 3:30, FS1. Towson and Maryland, Big Ten Network, 3:30. West Virginia, Penn State, 7:30 on NBC. Toledo is at Illinois on BTN. Sunday the 2nd, Northwestern is at Rutgers. And that will be at noon. Week 2, Illinois at Kansas. Date, network, and time to be determined. They'll have a Friday night game on BTN with Indiana State playing at Indiana. On Saturday the 9th, Delaware is at Penn State. That's on Peacock. Matt in a rage.
F-O-U-L-E-D. That spells foul.
Other games that day, Youngstown State at Ohio State, BTN. The big noon kickoff, Nebraska, Colorado, Coach Prime, Fox.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
You're not happy. Purdue at Virginia Tech at noon and ESPN2. You're saying, ooh, wait, a Big Ten game. That's because Virginia Tech's the home team. Okay. UNLV is at Michigan at 3:30 on CBS. Delaware at Penn State, 3:30 Peacock. Richmond at Michigan State, 3:30 BTN. UTEP at Northwestern, BTN. Iowa State, Fox, 3:30. Okay. Now that Fox 3:30 is not a Big Ten game. It is because it's at Iowa State. It's a Big 12 game. Charlotte at Maryland on Peacock at 7:30. Eastern Michigan at Minnesota, BTN. Temple at Rutgers, BTN. Wisconsin at Washington State, 7:30 on ABC. Week 3, Friday night game, Virginia at Maryland, FS1. Saturday the 16th, big noon kickoff, Penn State at Illinois. Other games that day, Georgia Southern, Wisconsin, BTN. Louisville, Indiana, BTN. Western Michigan, Iowa, BTN. Virginia Tech, Rutgers, BTN. Minnesota, North Carolina on ESPN. Northwestern at Duke, ACC Network. Western Kentucky at Ohio State, 4 o'clock on Fox. Now, this is one that, this is a mistake on this one, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Washington and Michigan State on Peacock, that is not the right move to make if you're the Big Ten. No offense, that's the wrong move. You don't put Washington and Michigan State on Peacock. You just don't. Two Power Five names head-to-head, you don't do that. Northern Illinois at Nebraska's on FS1. Now, that's the game you should have put on Peacock. Syracuse is at Purdue on NBC. I mean, maybe that game should be on Peacock. Bowling Green at Michigan, BTN. Week 4, Friday, September 22nd, Wisconsin at Purdue on FS1. Saturday the 23rd, as we know, Iowa's at Penn State, whiteout game, CBS. Other games that night, Ohio State at Notre Dame, 7:30 on NBC. And remember, that's a Notre Dame home game, so that's not really a Big Ten game. Maryland's at Michigan State, to be determined. Rutgers at Michigan, to be determined. Week 5, September 30th, announced Louisiana at Minnesota and Illinois at Purdue. They haven't announced the networks yet. Friday, October 6th, Nebraska's at Illinois, FS1. On the 7th of October, all to be determined. And they've got some either-ors on times, and it doesn't include Penn State. Week 7, UMass at Penn State, 3:30 to be determined. Let's see. Week 11, Michigan at Penn State, noon on Fox. Michigan State at Ohio State, 7:30 on NBC. Week 13, Iowa at Nebraska at noon on CBS. Penn State against Michigan State, Ford Field, 7:30 on NBC. Saturday the 25th is Ohio State at Michigan at noon. So those are all the Big Ten games that have been announced. You are disgusted, upset, furious.
Well, another one I'm upset about now is Ohio State, Notre Dame is the same time as the whiteout.
Yeah, but we already knew that going in. Everybody's known that. I've known that for months.
That has been one thing I haven't been happy about.
That's why CBS has the game and not NBC. CBS has the whiteout game because NBC, with their Notre Dame contract, will be carrying Ohio State. That's a Notre Dame game. The one to me is strange is the Washington Michigan State game on Peacock.
I agree.
I don't get that. That I don't get. The exclusive Peacock games are East Carolina Michigan, Delaware Penn State, Washington Michigan State. Everything else is an either or with NBC. So they announced three Peacock games. Huh. I don't know. But the game with Notre Dame with Ohio State, everybody knew it was prime time. And that's NBC's call as to what to do with it because it's a home game for Notre Dame, so it's their baby as to what they do with it. So there you go. So you're going to be listening to the game on the radio, Delaware, as a protest?
Most likely, but I also need to see my Bucknell football schedule because they are home against VMI that day for the season opener, so I may not have a choice regardless. So I guess if this was going to be the week for them to do it, I guess that's good because I'm going to most likely be tied up with Bucknell football anyway.
I mean, you might have, for example, I think Peacock offers a 30-day free trial.
I may have to look into that.
Do I have to come up with all the answers?
Especially when we've got the Penn State whiteout and Notre Dame-Ohio State conflict, so I can put one on the computer and one on the TV.
I see. All right. Well, there you go. So that's how it plays out. Delaware at 3:30, UMass at 3:30. Huh? Homecoming at 3:30 in the afternoon. So there you go. And remember, Peacock is going to be getting an NFL playoff game exclusively on Saturday, January 13th.
Also dumb.
You need to get a second job. To afford all this streaming stuff. Did I watch Amazon Prime last season? The Thursday Night Football? Yes. I did watch it last season for Thursday Night Football. The production was excellent. But Do I want to be paying for streaming? Not really. Not really. That's just me. I'll tell you what's difficult about streaming. Just from a watching TV point of view. There'll be something, they'll get to a commercial and something. I'm like, okay, I'm watching the game between whatever. Say it's the Colts and the Dolphins are playing each other. And it gets to a commercial or whatever, or the, you know, and so I want to turn back over, or else the game's getting a little out of hand, so I want to turn over. I got to go through the entire process of, okay, stopping the stream, boom, kind of, blah, 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 and finally get to the channel I want to be at. And then if I want to go back to the game just to check in and see how it's going, and maybe it got better, you got to go through the rigmarole process of changing back over. I always find that inconvenient. That part I find annoying. Like, jeez. You gotta go through this and this and this and this and this and this just to get over and maybe watch, let's just say it's a baseball playoff game. Let's see if the baseball playoff game is better than this NFL game I'm watching. And you're not going to watch Northwestern Rutgers?
No, senor! No, senor!
I don't understand. Two Penn State opponents head-to-head you won't watch. Then we'll get to the week of the Northwestern game. You'll know nothing about it. I'll have to fill in all the blanks.
I mean, I'll keep dibs on it, but I'm not going to watch every snap.
Sad. Plus, you want Coach Prime. You're going to watch. You are definitely going to watch the Coach Prime game. You're going to. You want to know why? Right? It's like watching the train wreck and the fugitive.
Yes, and I hope Matt Rule and Nebraska come out and crush him.
Where Harrison Ford jumps off the bus. You'll watch that every time. In fact, you'll back it up. Because you want to see Coach Prime lose.
That's right. I do.
What if Coach Prime starts winning?
Then good for him, but I'll still be nauseated by him.
I mean, yesterday you blamed the entire possibility of Colorado going to the Big 12 on him. He doesn't have much to do with it.
In that case, I understand, yeah.
It has something to do but with him being there. I mean, does it make them temporarily more attractive? Sure. Makes them temporarily more attractive. Yeah. And for all we know, Colorado's just doing some groundwork to see if there's anything there worth doing. Simple as that. But you blamed it all on Coach Prime.
He's the golden boy now, apparently.
Well, you notice how the schedule, the TV schedule plays out for him? It's a lot of early games on there. There are not a lot of late games on there. Have you noticed that? In other words, let's just see how this goes. The initial excitement. They play a TCU, which was in the national championship game last year. The home opener for Coach Prime with Nebraska. The Colorado State game is usually on TV anyway. It's a rivalry game. After that, it's okay. There's a real wait-and-see attitude, if you notice, about TV. You notice that?
That's true, but I think it should be opposite. Let's see what he can do. And then let's put him on. Because if he gets his butt handed to him in all three games, then then you've basically wasted airtime for a guy that was unproven.
No, but you get his first game, you get his home opener, then you get a traditional game that's usually on TV anyway with Colorado State. Okay? And that game's usually on TV, whether it's on CBS Sportsnet or it's on ESPN. So the Colorado-Colorado State game in September usually is on TV. I've watched it several times. I used to play the game in Denver. After that, they take a wait-and-see attitude. You, on the other hand, view Coach Prime as the train wreck of, with Richard Kimball.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
You want to see the train hit that bus. Meanwhile, America roots for Coach Prime. You root for 60 to nothing for the other team. And watch every minute of it.
100%.
But if he's winning, you'll tune over to a Marlins-Cubs game.
No, I'll just go back to the Yankees. I can care less about the Marlins and the Cubs.
Yeah, but at this point, the Yankees will be out of it.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
$279 million payroll. Still in third place. Whew, it's a long road.
Bats are good and hot, but they need to stay that way.
Nobody even knows how they're doing, except in New York. Joe Namath turns 80 years old today. Wow. How about that? Probably back in the day, that would have been another guy you didn't like.
Yeah, I'll call it a love-hate relationship with Joe Namath.
Joe Namath called his own plays, man. Super Bowl III. It's one of the great trivia questions of all time. They beat the Colts 16-7. Joe Namath called all the plays. He called all the plays. How many pass plays did he call in the fourth quarter? None. Because he knew they had enough to win, and he did not want to stop the clock, and he felt the running game was doing well. That's a guy who wants to win. When they have a feel for it, and on that day, he had an absolute feel for it.
Joe Namath, the athlete, respect in the Hall of Famer. Joe Namath, the celebrity, nauseating. And a little senile.
He speaks highly of you. Pat McAfee is taking a pay cut. He's getting $30 million a year from FanDuel. He's going to go to ESPN. He's going to get $85 million over 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not understanding that, what McAfee's trying to do. I really don't. I think he had a good at FanDuel. I think the show's trash, but he had a better deal at FanDuel. I'm not sure what he's trying to do here.
So 5 years, $85 million. What is that, $27 million a year? 230 shows per year and being on game day. Troy Aikman takes home a higher salary than McAfee. Jeez. Interesting. He gets a larger platform.
I got to think that's the only reason why he took the deal.
If it be, he's leaving a lot of money on the table, I'm like, going, he's getting a lot of money. I'm sorry, he's still getting a lot of money. How about that? All right, take a break. I mean, on this show, I mean, you know, I'm getting by, I think. What are you getting, 10, 11 million here? We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Kenny Albert in the next half hour. This has been a rough show for Matt so far. We found out that he hates the TV schedule. We found out he hates Peacock. We found out he hates streaming. We found out he hates his lawnmower. We found out that he hates Paw Patrol because it's not on enough to satisfy Luke and Mark. And that's become a real issue. I mean, this was an enlightening opening 45 minutes for him.
I'm a man of the people.
I've got responses here left and right. They love Peacock. They want more.
No.